Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Stuart Alexander, and once again, we'd like to welcome you to the Socialist Insight. We have been away for the last approximately 3 weeks, and hopefully everyone had some good times off during the holidays. Today we have Stephanie Kolinsky. She is the co-chair for the Socialist Party USA, and she's going to talk a little bit about the party, what they're doing, what the party is doing in regards to organizing throughout the country. Stephanie, again, we tried to invite you sometime in the past. You weren't able to make it, but welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Stephanie, what I usually like to do is I'd like for you to take maybe a minute or two, just share a little bit about your background, maybe your education, and also share some of the things that you've been doing with the SPUSA, please.
Sure. I'm from Minnesota. I got my first degree in Denver, Colorado. I got a degree in science, and then I moved back to Minnesota and got my bachelor's in biochemistry. And right now I work as a biochemist for UNC. Right now I live in North Carolina. I have been a member of the Socialist Party USA since, I think, 2001. It's been about 12, 13 years. When I was younger, I actually started being more active with YPSA, which is the youth affiliate of the Socialist Party USA, and I was in a leadership role in YPSA for a long time. And then eventually, you know, as I got older, I took a leadership role in SPUSA. I had been involved in a lot of activism surrounding things like healthcare issues, workers' rights. And it just kind of all unfolded in the SP because there were so many like-minded people in the party that I was able to do all these things, all this activism that I wanted to do.
Right.
These people were already doing it, you know. They would be at all the meetings and they would be at all the marches. So, you know, it just, back in 2001, it just made sense to join.
So, Stephanie, you mentioned that you started out with the organization, working with YPSL. Just explain a little bit about YPSL, the Young People's part of the Socialist Party USA. How is that part of the organization? How are they doing? And what are some of the activities that YPSL, what are they doing nationwide?
I'm not in YPSL now, but I could speak a little more to it. When I was in it, it has been around for almost 100 years. We publish a magazine called The Torch, and we have a national conference usually coinciding with the Socialist Party's national conference. One thing that's interesting about YPSL is, although it is the youth affiliate of the Socialist Party, it is an independent group. And although the Socialist Party gives it funding, it basically gets to do what it wants. Right now, there is a push to revitalize YPSL in the SP because it's kind of gotten a little less active. So if anyone's interested in that, definitely contact me or someone in the Socialist Party leadership role, and we can get you all the information you need.
Stephanie, let me just go a little bit more into the Socialist Party USA. You are the co-chairperson for the Socialist Party USA. What are some of your duties working as the co-chairperson with Billy Wharton with this SPUSA? What are your duties that you exercise on a regular basis?
I think the most important duty is just reaching out to members, answering their questions, seeing, you know, what other locals are doing and what we can do to support them. Obviously, there's the bureaucratic stuff, going to meetings and going to phone conferences and doing interviews and all that sort of stuff, voting and keeping up on the issues and putting out statements. But I think the most important and the most enjoyable part of the job is getting to talk to members every day. and finding out what's important to them and being able to represent them in this organization on a national scope.
And what type of feedback are you receiving from members when they contact you on a regular basis? Is it about electoral issues? Is it about membership? Building locals? What are some of the contacts that you receive on a regular ongoing basis?
I guess it kind of depends on if they're a new member or if they've been around for a while. If it's a new member, they always want to know about locals in their area, and they want to be put in contact with people that are in their area that are doing work like we are. If they've been a member for a while, they're obviously already in contact with people who are in this area, and they either have a specific concern, they want to know what the Socialist Party is doing about this. You know, are you running anyone for office in my area? Is there anything I can do to help the campaign? It's kind of surprising. I get calls, and instead of wanting stuff from us, it's usually members wanting to help the party.
Now,
very
when
refreshing.
When people contact you, the organization, SPUSA, in regards to getting involved, is there a central member where they can contact for membership, or how is that done for new individuals?
We have a one full-time staff member at our office, and he does have a number. I have it on me, but it's on my phone, so I can't give it to you right now. But we do have a number. It's a New York number. Of course, that's also where our mailing address is, and the national secretary usually handles more the day-to-day things, like just membership questions and renewals and stuff like that. Most of the inquiries I get are from members who are already members, and they have some specific issue wondering about or something that they'd like to work on for the party.
Now, if someone wasn't a member of the Socialist Party USA, someone that may be an acquaintance of yours, and as I mentioned, not a member of the Socialist Party USA, what type of pitch would you give them that would give them a reason of why they should want to join the SPUSA? What are some of the reasons why they should want to join the SPUSA as opposed to just remaining in the Democratic Party, which some people think is left but is totally right? But
sure.
Why would they want to change over and join the Socialist Party USA?
Well, it's actually something I'm very accustomed to because working in the things I work in activism, I meet most of the people at these marches are not Socialist Party members. So I do get asked about it. We don't want to go to these events just to pitch the Socialist Party. Obviously, we want to go because we care about these events. But people obviously ask us. They're saying, hey, you know, these Socialist Party members, they're always supporting us. You know, we want to know a little bit more what they're about. And, you know, what I tell them is that we really need an alternative to the capitalist system. And I think the Socialist Party offers the kind of democratic socialism that will work in the future. I think they really have the best model.
One thing I
really like about the party is that it is so democratic. It doesn't just call itself democratic, but it actually is democratic in its function. So I guess opposed to the Democratic Party or the Green Party, we're anti-capitalist. I mean, that would be the biggest selling point. But also, I think, you know, we deliver on what we say, you know.
Now, what I've seen from time to time, Stephanie, I see people, they sort of ride the fence. They say, well, I'm with the Green Party, and it's very similar to the Socialist Party. I don't see any similarities at all, other than they may agree with us on a couple of points. But someone that's with the Green Party, what do you usually say to them? Because one of the first things I say is the Green Party is not a socialist organization. They are very pro-capitalism. But what is your opinion? What do you say?
Well, actually, that's exactly what I say, and that's the problem is some people who are in the Green Party are in themselves capitalists, and as far as that goes, if they support capitalism, I don't know if there is much I can say to them, because, I mean, that's just so far from where I am that I don't know if there's any bridging that gap, but
right.
If they're really opposed to corporate rule and they really want to do something good for the environment, I just don't know how they can support a system that is so that just exploits the world in this way. And that's one thing I'll talk about is, you know, how can you really stand behind this? The system hasn't worked. It doesn't need reform. It needs replacement.
Right. And that's what the Green Party, what they're all about, is about reforming. It's a reformist organization. We believe that we
exactly.
can reform or bring in legislation, have representatives that will make, that will help capitalism work for working people. And
yeah.
Capitalism is not designed to work for the working class people at all. The only thing it's designed to do
exactly.
is to make certain that it can manage labor. That's it. Nothing more than that. One of the other things with the Socialist Party USA, you say, strives to establish a radical democracy. What do you mean when you say establish a radical democracy?
You know, I think democracy in and of itself is actually very radical, which makes
well,
it
that's
sound
true.
Strange. But if you think about it, actually giving the power to the people, that is something that's not really happened in the history of the earth. I mean, there's always been oppression. I think
right.
just having a true democracy, a democracy that is not just you know, voting and politics, but also economic democracy, is very radical.
Right. And,
so
and of course, when you say radical, one of the things what is said under, when you look at what the Socialist Party USA is about, when they say establish a radical democracy, as you just mentioned, it places people's lives under their own control. In that one statement right there, that's very radical.
Exactly.
And especially when you say non-racist, classist, feminist, and very what capitalism is about, it's about establishing classes and about creating a separation within the various classes as well. So radical democracy, as you just mentioned, in itself, it's radical just by placing people's lives under their own control. Now, the Socialist Party USA, one of the things when you talk about things like this and what we're talking about, of course, you've been in a socialist organization for well over a decade. Myself, for 15 years, I've been a socialist with more than one organization, and also just in my life. But what do you do for new people that are coming on with the organization? How do you educate them about what the organization is about and just some of the fundamentals of the organization? How do you do that?
Well, of course, before joining, someone, you know, normally reads the statement of principles and says, yes, I agree with that. So I kind of take it for granted that they are familiar with that. I mean, usually people wouldn't send money to join an organization unless they did that. But as far as, well, especially with the history, socialism in America and, of course, socialism in the world has such a rich history that even, you know, I feel like I'm lacking in some of that history, the knowledge of that history. We do have lots of resources for new members, lots of literature, and there's lots of great people in the party that have been in the party since long before you or I were born. And I think that's actually the most important thing is if we could get these people out to meetings, and even if it's not a meeting, even some kind of an event, and just talk to them, you know, and find out what they're interested in, what questions do they have. And, you know, if I can't answer them, I'll find the answer for them.
Now, what is being done with the Socialist Party USA in regards to organizing? Do you know approximately how many states you are organized, the SPUSA is organized in?
I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I mean, how many chapters or states that they're in? Just approximately?
Gosh, I'd hate to tell you something.
Because
wrong.
The last count that I had, it was approximately 16 states that they were actually organized in. Have you seen any type of growth in the organization since the 2012 elections?
Well, the presidential elections often bring a lot of basically free publicity to our cause. And actually, this election in particular I've gotten so many inquiries. It's hard to keep up with sometimes. I have to admit, I spend some time at work actually doing this kind of work for the SB, just trying to keep up with some of the emails and some of the calls. It might not be just the presidential election, but it really did spike around then.
It create a lot of interest in the organization. And as far as the contacts, obviously I received a lot of contacts because people just saw that I was running as a presidential candidate. But I received dozens and dozens of people that were interested in the organization as a result of my run as a presidential candidate for the party. So I'm quite certain you probably saw some type of significant boost in membership as a result of that. Did the organization see that?
I don't really keep track of membership statistics as far as like month to month, but I would not be surprised at all. I definitely got a lot more inquiries.
Mm-hmm. Now, I notice, when I look at Facebook, and of course a lot of information is just shared over Facebook, and people talk in regards to joining the organization and the cost of membership and like that. Is membership, people joining the organization, is it just control on the national level, or is it also various state chapters? Is there any type of control on a local level or state level for membership, or people just wanting to get involved? Are you there? Hello?
We lost her.
I think we lost her just then.
Well, we did lose her, but I'm looking. She'll be calling back, I'm sure. Don't know what happened.
What we're doing is we're just getting into a few parts of in regards to the organization, the Socialist Party USA. There's been some continued talk from time to time where people that are interested in membership, and these are people that are already members, but they have a very genuine interest in regards to how can the membership expand since the election. One of the good things about the election that we had in 2012, we had people on a regular basis, weekly and monthly, were contacting not only the Alexander Mendoza campaign, but they were also contacting the National Party in regards to getting involved with the Socialist Party USA. And one of the things that's very important is when you have an election, that provides an ideal opportunity where people now they have an awareness of the organization. And then you take that awareness, that initial awareness, and convert that into a new member for the cause. So that's one of the things I was asking Stephanie. I think we just lost her. We had her on the line here. And today we do have Stephanie Kolinsky. She is the co-chairperson with the Socialist Party USA. She's discussing a little bit about the Socialist Party, that organization, what they're doing in regards to the organizing, membership, a little bit about the history of the organization as well. And as soon as she comes back, we're going to continue with our discussion on that.
Stephanie, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, she's back with a different number. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, hopefully you can hear me a little better.
Oh, yeah, very good. So as I mentioned, Stephanie, what I was just sharing with Ruth Ann, and Ruth Ann, she actually hosts this program for us where we can come to our listeners on a weekly basis. But when you have an election, which we just had in 2012, generated a lot of interest on the left. And one of the things what I was asking you is, now that we have had the election is behind us, thousands of people have shown an interest not only in our campaigns but in the organization. How do you take that momentum that we have gained and turn that into memberships? Or is that just a separate committee that handles that those particular functions, Stephanie?
What I do, I guess, about the people that have contacted me about the campaign is just keeping in touch with them. You know, even if they're not members, just asking them, you know, well, you know, the campaign is done. What do you think about the results? What are you interested in now? What's going on locally for you? And I think that's the most important thing to do. Another thing, excuse me, would be, I mean, the presidential campaign is obviously the only campaign you have going on. There's always anti-war events to go, Occupy events. You know, and I guess if they're not into the direct action or the events like that, protests, I would encourage them. Get their like-minded people in their area together and actually see if they can run a local campaign.
Now, are they, the party, obviously, when you, what we just did with in 2012 running a presidential campaign, and of course that helped to generate a lot of interest and also to create new memberships. The party, are there any plans now toward 2016? Because when you look at the Democrats and the Republicans, they are already making plans for 2016. What about left organizations such as the Socialist Party? Are we prepared to move in that direction for 2016 or even 2014 with various political campaigns, not only for political action, but also for building membership? Are we prepared as an organization?
Well, that's definitely going to be a big topic. We are having a national committee meeting next weekend in Newark, and that's going to be a very serious issue for us because we don't have multi-million-dollar campaigns, I guess. The plan is a little differently than it does in the two capitalist parties. It is more grassroots, obviously. I have to admit, it's going to be hard to replicate your campaign, though. That did create a lot of interest in the party, and you got a lot of press notoriety and a lot of people inquiring about socialism because of your campaign.
And that was very interesting how many people were interested in the campaign, not only in throughout the U.S., but also in Canada, people throughout Europe. They were contacting the Alexander Mendoza campaign and were indicating that they had an interest in becoming part of the organization, which I was very impressed with that, even though the membership right now is set up for people that are here within the U.S. Stephanie, what we're going to do is take a very slight pause. We have Stephanie Kolinsky. She is the co-chairperson with the Socialist Party USA. She's joining us today. She was invited several weeks ago, but some things with her schedule made it impossible for her to join us at that time. But we're very glad to have her. Stephanie with us today. Stephanie, what I would like for you to do is just take maybe another minute just to reintroduce, share a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to continue with our interview. Please, thank you.
Well, like you said, I am co-chair of the SPSA. I've been a member for over a decade now. I spent a lot of time with the youth affiliates of the Socialist Party in my earlier years, and that's actually where I learned a lot of leadership skills and learned more about socialism. Right now I'm in North Carolina. I'm hoping to organize a local here. We have plenty of members to do so. It just hasn't been organized in the last about 2 years.
Hello?
Denver and luck here. It does take luck work, so.
I think I have a bad connection because Stephanie seems to be breaking up. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear any
well,
of that?
Yeah, I heard part of it. It sort of broke up here and there.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to have you just give some contact information, and we're going to make another introduction in within the next 15 to 20 minutes. Stephanie, what we're going to do is we're going to just go in a little bit of a different direction in this portion of our program. We want to talk a little bit about what the organization is doing in regards to outreach and many of the issues that we're dealing with. It's a lot of issues, not only on the national level, but also on the international level as well. We had in 2011, we had the Occupy movement. The Socialist Party USA, they were on the front lines. They were right there day one. I believe you were even involved in that, the Occupy movement.
Yeah.
We have other issues that we're dealing with throughout the nation, a lot of issues in regards to civil rights, human rights. And first, I'd like to just get on that with the Occupy movement, because you even had Billy Wharton, which is also, he's the co-chair. He worked with you in regards to the leadership for the SPUSA. What is the SPUSA, what is their involvement, or how are they, what type of outreach do they have in regards to the Occupy movement within the last year to a year and a half?
Well, the Occupy
and what was your involvement?
Oh, sure. The Occupy movement has really brought people together, and it's given us a great way to reach more people. I mean, a lot of people since the financial crisis are very angry, and understandably so. They're really starting to question the stability of the system and the sanity of the system we have now. I would say we probably have members in almost all the Occupy movements across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that our members have actually been very active in. And I guess I can't speak for other people, but when I go to, for example, Occupy Raleigh, if I go to one of their events, I don't go there, you know, waving the Socialist Party banner and telling them who I am and what I'm for. And, you know, I go there and try to help them out. And, you know, eventually they usually ask, hey, you know, who's this person that keeps, you know, they're doing all this work for us. Who is this? And then they find out, oh, she's in the Socialist Party. And then, you know, I will give them literature if they're interested, and they might check us out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much like trying to force this on someone, because we don't want to go to other people's events and take them over. We just, you know, we want to go there and we want to support the cause. And if we get new members from that, great. If we don't, well, we supported a good cause, you know. I actually not so recently, but I marched in the DNC protest that was here in Charlotte with Occupy Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I mean, it was a great experience because I got to meet some new people. Some people will come out to big demonstrations like that won't go to the regular meeting. And just the feeling of solidarity that you get from doing something like that.
Well, how was the organization received by individuals within the Occupy movement? Have they done any outreach to the organization itself, or do they remain autonomous, where they just stay away from any type of outreach to left organizations?
Well, as you know, the Occupy movement is kind of broad as far as its demands, and I think it's very squeamish about actually associating with any specific group. The reason it's so popular, the reason it draws so many people, is because it does have a very broad scope. Although I would say that we certainly have been welcomed with open arms, because we haven't come in there pushing our agenda or anything. We've just come mm-hmm. as friends, as comrades, as people to help. I would say that we're definitely welcome, but they haven't actually, I don't know, extended the red carpet that I wouldn't expect them to for us here and other organizations.
Now, were you working with work with the organization and having any type of involvement with Occupy there in Minnesota?
Actually, I wasn't living there at the time.
Oh, you were in North Carolina at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did get to see some of their work when I was getting signatures.
I see.
For the ballot. But I was in North Carolina when that all kind of started to...
Now, just getting a little bit more into Occupy and the organization, obviously the organization is very concerned with human rights, excuse me, and also civil rights as well. And, of course, myself, over the years of my involvement with the NAACP and other left organizations, I have always, for the greater part of my life, I've been interested in defending the civil rights of individuals. But one of the things that's been a hot topic that you, again, you see on the internet is the Trayvon Martin situation that happened there in Florida, where an individual named Zimmerman pulled out a gun because supposedly he was in fear of his life, and he killed an unarmed and innocent 16-year-old. Does the party get involved, or is there any type of outreach for cases like that, even though they are ongoing, that people have a serious concern about that? Because I notice myself, anytime it's even brought up on Facebook, you get like hits and shares and people supporting, you know, some type of action on that. But what is the SPUSA doing in regards to issues like that?
I think the most important thing is to actually encourage dialogue and realize that, yes, racism is still alive and well in our country, and it's something that needs to be addressed. And there are reasons things like this happen. For example, stand your ground laws encourage this kind of violence. I think we should really look at the statistics. Well, I have looked at the statistics behind states that have standard ground laws and the ones that don't, and it does seem to encourage the escalation of violence, and that's something.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also say racism as well.
Yes. Yes, we realize that, I mean, racism is definitely alive and well, I mean, especially here in the South. I try to view things less along the lines of race and more along the lines of class, because I think a poor white person definitely has a lot of disadvantages, whereas a rich African-American person might have advantages. There's still racism, but I think your class might matter a little more than your race in some situations.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can understand that. I can remember back in 1986, I was working with the Florida Consumer Action Network, and they had door-to-door canvassing. That was part of my job in regards to one of the functions with the organization. They did fundraising in many different ways, using phone banks and other means. But I remember one time I just went up to someone's door, and you know, I was doing some fundraising. And next thing I know, the individual pulls a gun on me.
Wow!
And he wouldn't let me leave his door. And I wasn't going to leave his door, and I said, I think right now you need to call the police.
Yeah.
But I think the situation is that I was black and he was white, and very similar to, like you say, those stand your ground laws. And it was one thing that was interesting, Stephanie, when the police got there, They interviewed him and they interviewed me, and they said, well, he didn't really mean to, it wasn't anything about trying to be violent or whatever, but, you know, he just didn't know what you were there for, and could we just forget about it?
Pulling a gun seems pretty violent. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty violent. You pull a gun on me, and then the police is asking me if I would forget about it. I didn't press any charges. But as you mentioned, it's very racist. And a lot of the laws that they have are really designed to be racist in nature. One of the other things we have is just recently we had Marissa Alexander, no relation to myself. She was given 20 years. Are you familiar with that situation, Marissa Alexander, there in Florida? Pardon me? She was given 20 years in prison because, again, she was in fear of her life, stand your ground, there in Florida, and she pulled out a firearm and shot it into the air. She didn't even point it at her ex-husband, but she was in fear of her life. And subsequently, she received 20 years in prison. And, again, it's a very racist law. But one of the other things that you can relate to, and that is a situation that I've been staying on top of myself because I believe that Marissa Alexander needs to receive justice. That woman was thrown in prison for 20 years to be taken away from her children and her family, and all because of a law that is working in the case of Zimmerman, giving him protection, but this woman is black, and it's giving her no protection as well.
Yeah.
The other thing what we see is, in regards to many of the prisons in this country, we have the three strikes laws, and we have that particular law in many states. But, again, the organization, the Socialist Party USA, do they get involved with on a statewide level or national level in regards to many of these issues that are affecting the human rights and civil rights of individuals, especially when it deals with a situation with many of the minorities?
Definitely. That's something that's important to us. For something like the Trayvon Martin case or Mrs. Alexander, like you're talking about, and that actually sounds a little more like sexism to me than racism, although you do make a good point that why is this law protecting Zimmerman but not her? That's probably also a question if racism comes about. One thing we do is we try to support our locals, but like I said, again, with these cases, these are national cases. And what I like to do, I guess, because I'm in the position I'm in, is talk to people about this. See what, you know, ask them, why do you think this happens? What can you do about it? And, I mean, unfortunately, sometimes there's not much we can do about it other than protest and hopefully try to change things. But I think it's important that these things get as much exposure as they can. So even if we can't change the laws every time, we're not going to, you know, just lie down about it. We're going to make as much noise as we can and let people know that this is not right.
Well, in my opinion, I think certain things, especially when you look at things like Marissa Alexander, Trayvon Martin, things where you see that individuals have been put on death row, and then through DNA, we have seen countless individuals now removed from death row and even freed because they find that they're not guilty. And these laws, unfortunately, what they're doing is they're being targeted to minority races, but we don't see any of the wealthy whites being subject to those same laws. So, and this is where I see the SPUSA myself, where they have an ideal opportunity where they can be able to work with individuals. I just want to give you, Stephanie, another, if you can take maybe another minute or so just to reintroduce yourself, a little bit about your background. And also I just would like for you to give some contact information for the Socialist Party USA, how people can be able to reach the organization for membership as well. Could you do that for us? Thank you.
Sure. My name is Stephanie Schultzy. Like you said, I'm co-chair of the SPUSA. The best way to reach me would probably be by email, which is my last name, CHOLENSKY.S@gmail.com. And I definitely welcome any emails if you have any questions for me or any concerns. I've always put myself out there for members and non-members. Any questions or concerns, I will do my best to answer them or look into them.
Hi, baby.
I've been a Socialist Party member for over a decade. I started in Yipsville. I've been a member of three different locals, Denver, Minnesota, and I'm hoping this soon to be reformed, North Carolina. Actually, I shouldn't say hoping. It's going to happen. We have the momentum. We have the people. It just takes a little time and work, and it's going to happen. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, well, Stephanie, what we're going to do is we're going to get into a little bit about the organization once again, because there are a lot of issues on a international level that definitely the Socialist Party USA and any left organization should be able to gain a lot of support from people that think left and people that are looking for some true representation on the left. Now, you have within the organization, you have an international commission. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what is, generally speaking, what does the international commission, what do they actually do within the organization?
Mostly they debate with each other. Tell you the truth, I've definitely been involved in some very lively debates about different things that are going on in the world. There's a lot of people who join the SP that either they're immigrants or they have interest in a specific part of the world, and they definitely want the Socialist Party to address these things, such as genocide in Rwanda, you know, or the situation in Syria right now, or what's going on in Mali. People want us to look at that. I mean, even though we don't necessarily, you know, we don't have all that many people in office, it's still important as a political organization to look at these things because, after all, I mean, we are a global community. And I have to say, I get a lot of contacts from people, parties, actually, from around the world that don't necessarily understand that we're not the ruling party.
We're not the one?
We're not the ruling party.
Oh, I see.
Obviously, it's not the organization, because they understand that, but the members in the organization don't always understand that. I guess because they're just so used to having socialist parties that are in power or that are at least, you know, an oppositional power. The main parliamentary government, we don't really have that here, but they ask for lists of our, you know, senators and how many states do we have a majority in, and stuff like that. So there's obviously a lot of education that has to happen. I think that's something Americans don't really understand, though, is how, not necessarily our form of socialism, but something that's called socialism is actually something that controls other countries and does so with a little more success than we might have here.
Now, the International Commission wants some type of action is being taken, has taken place in some parts of the world, like what is taking place in India right now with the situation with women being raped. Do they publish a position of the party, and how is that disseminated?
Right now, I'm actually writing a detailed article about that situation of the gang rape in India. and it's going
because
to come
what
out.
Because what I'm referring to is not just India, but is especially women's rights and women's issues, which is not only very important here, but worldwide.
Yes, yes.
Now you see, you're publishing and you're writing an article on this
for the International Women's Day for that issue of the socialists all over the world, and of course our party celebrate International Women's Day. And one thing I like about the Socialist Party is that it does really celebrate women. I mean, for example, we have gender parity in our leadership, which means that half our leadership is women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really something you see in a lot of organizations where women get fair representation. And we do have a women's caucus as well. And there's just so many great women I've met through the party. I can't even describe the kind of friendship I've made just because I met these people. You know, they might live thousands of miles away, but we have so much in common.
Well,
the Women's Caucus and women in the Socialist Party USA are very important.
Now, other issues which are very, and of course, myself, I'm very interested in women's issues because this is something that I believe that not only here in the U.S., but many organizations, they have a responsibility to make certain that they are a voice and speak up in regards to protecting women's rights. And we don't see that as much as we should with many of the left organizations out there. I have been involved on a regular basis with the Freedom Socialist Party, and it is a feminist organization as well. We have had Stephen Durham. He was a presidential candidate with the party, and I know that organization. They speak on a regular basis in regards to women's rights and women's issues, and I'm certain that the SPUSA is doing the same as well. The other thing is, when we look at, again, I want to stay along the lines of international issues, what we see taking place in Syria. I mean, we see that here we have NATO, the U.S., and the capitalist nations that are trying to, again, do the same thing that they did in Libya. What is the organization doing in regards to speaking out in regards to what has taken place in Syria and what has taken place in Palestine with the Palestinians and also with what has taken place with Iran as well? Because we can see that this is showing to the nth degree what U.S. imperialism and NATO is all about. It's about world domination. But what is the party doing in regards to being on the forefront of speaking out in regards to many of these international issues?
Well, the Socialist Party and our members have always been an integral part of the anti-war movement. That's been one of our main issues throughout the years, and that's actually one of the main reasons I got involved with the Socialist Party was through anti-war events. And I would say that applies to, I mean, it's a very big question, but that applies to a lot of what's going on in Syria and the Middle East. I think the politicians we have in office for the Capitalist Parties usually look for a military solution. That's definitely not something we would support. But for example, in Palestine, it's a great example of capitalist oppression as well as in Syria. And ending military funding, cutting it into human services at home, closing foreign military bases, would be something that we would push for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to do. I mean, I really wish something more we could do other than protest and write and talk about this. I mean, I have friends here, humanitarians, that go over and help, but
On a national level, on an international level, on a national level, does the party have, excuse me, I'm overcoming a cold here, does the party have in place leadership where they can go and speak from time to time throughout the country in regards to, or even where they can be on the internet and post the party's position in regards to many of these areas that we're speaking about today?
Sure.
I mean, the leadership of the party. What is the party's leadership doing?
The Socialist Party is run very democratically, so it's usually not one person that speaks for the party. I mean, I'm doing my best to speak for the party right now, but we do come out with, I mean, the International Commission advises the National Committee on different international issues, and we do come out with periodic statements based on this.
I guess what I'm getting to, Stephanie, is even though the party is run democratically, it only takes one or two people that can be a voice, but it can take more than one, two, even a dozen people to make decisions on what that voice will actually be speaking in regards to what the position of the party would be. When you're not running campaigns, who is speaking for the organization? Is it you? Is it Billy? Or are there individuals with certain committees that are actually speaking nationally and internationally for the organization?
I have to say we're very blessed in the party because we have such a diverse membership base. And I might not be an expert on Syria, but there are people in our party that are, and they might even be Syrian Americans. If possible, we defer to these people on these issues. It's not just one person coming out with a statement. That wouldn't really be speaking for the party people.
Uh-huh.
The National Committee would approve a statement rather than it just coming out, obviously.
For instance, you have with the Democratic Party, obviously the president, you know, he speaks for his party. He's a spokesperson for the party.
Don't really have that as much.
Okay.
That's like a top-down approach. We're more grassroots approach as far as that goes.
And this is only just my own personal opinion in regards to that. I think any type of organization, and especially a democratic organization such as the Socialist Party USA and any other left organization, you still need to have people that speak for the organization. When I say speak for the organization, whatever type of resolutions, whatever the positions are of that organization, where they can be able to speak and share those positions. When people can see or hear what those positions are, then they become very inclined to want to become either join or support the various causes of those organizations. That's just my two cents. Pardon me?
I'm just saying, with a conflict as complex as the one in Palestine, it wouldn't be one person just speaking. It would be something you discuss. But certainly, if one person has a great thing to say, we want to get it out there.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, such as you have an international commission, I don't know if it's, half a dozen people that actually create positions. Once the positions are actually created democratically, who actually goes and shares those positions that this is a position of the Socialist Party USA, because it's already been put together by 4, 5, 6, 10 individuals. And then you have a spokesperson that goes and takes that message to everyone else. This is a position of the party. That's what I'm saying, is that in place, whether it's the general secretary, is it the co-chairs, or would it be the leaders of those various commissions?
as far as the national, not
necessarily just dealing with the situation of Syria, but whatever the issue may be.
So basically, how is official party policy formulated?
Pardon me?
On specific issues. So I think what you're asking is how is party policy formulated on specific issues, for example,
Trayvon Martin? I'm assuming various policies or positions, I should say, are actually formulated by the various commissions. Once the policies or positions are formulated, who would be the spokesperson and say, this is what the committee has actually formulated. These are the decisions that we have in regards to this, that issue. Who would be the spokesperson? That's what I'm asking.
Well, that would be me and Billy and and Greg and basically the National Committee.
I see.
Stands behind that.
Okay. Well, and that's what I was saying was, like myself, when I was going across the nation as a presidential candidate for the party, I would go and say, this is the position of the party. Not that I created that position, but I could read what their positions were, and I was able to share it with anyone I came in contact with and also the Internet. A lot of people looked at that, and they say, well, I like that position, and I think I want to join this cause. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, our candidates are very important for that.
Right, and that's where having political campaigns are very important as well. Stephanie, I'm going to be making just a couple of announcements. We do have Stephanie Kulinski. She's joining us today with the Socialist Party USA. She is the national co-chairperson, and I'm hoping that we will be able to have her back on the program again. Stephanie, could you just take a minute, give some contact information where people can reach you either through Facebook, through emails, telephone numbers, or reach the national office? Could you just take a minute just to give some contact information, please?
Sure. I am on Facebook under Stephanie Chulinski. Also, my email is...
I think you probably need to spell that, too.
Sure. I'll spell in my email. It's my email is cholensky.s@gmail.com. And, again, that would be the same spelling for my Facebook account. I don't offhand have the national number, but if you email me, I will definitely give it to you. I have a phone. It doesn't work so great all the time.
Pardon me?
If you leave me a voicemail. I have a phone. It doesn't work so great all the time, but if you leave me a voicemail, I will get back to you. My number is 612-703-6104.
And again, we'd like to thank Stephanie for joining us with the Socialist Party. She's with the Socialist Party USA, the national co-chair, and sharing what the party is doing and also what she's doing to help build the party. Thanks again, Stephanie. Again, I would like to encourage everyone to join us on a regular basis. We come to you every Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern and 4 o'clock Pacific. And next week we will be having Alan Mackey. Alan Mackey, he has been with us in the past. He will be joining us on a regular basis, probably once or twice a month, doing some updates about what is going on throughout the nation with many of the left groups, organizations, what is going on in the parts of the country where he's located, in Wisconsin, Michigan, and in those areas. You can reach myself as Stuart Alexander with the Socialist Party USA. I would probably say the quickest way to reach me is just to go right online and go to Stuart Alexander, just in the address, not the address bar, in the search bar, just put in Stuart Alexander, or you can put in StuartAlexanderCares.com. That's StuartAlexanderCares.com. And would love to hear your correspondence. Again, we'd be looking forward to having you to join us next week. It'll be Alan Mackey. And we hope, in the meantime, that you have a wonderful week. Thanks again for joining us.